chapter 15. But we ought, we that are strong, to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbour with a view to what is good, to edification. For the Christ also did not please himself, but according as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee have fallen upon me. For as many things as have been written before have been written for our instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of endurance and of encouragement give to you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one accord, with one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, according as the Christ also has received you to the glory of God. Verse 8. For I say that Jesus Christ became a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises of the fathers, and that the nations should glorify God for mercy, according as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the nations, and will sing to thy name. And again he says, Rejoice, nations, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye nations, and let all the peoples laud him. And again, Isaiah says, There shall be the root of Jesse, and one that arises to rule over the nations. In him shall the nations hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that ye should abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 14. But I am persuaded, my brethren, I myself also, concerning you, that yourselves also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. But I have written to you the more boldly, brethren, in part, as putting you in mind, because of the grace given to me by God, for me to be minister of Christ Jesus to the nations, carrying on as a sacrificial service the message of glad tidings of God, in order that the offering up of the nations might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. I have therefore whereof to boast in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. Verse 18. For I will not dare to speak anything of the things which Christ has not wrought by me, for the obedience of the nations, by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit of God, so that I, from Jerusalem, and in a circuit round to Illyricum, have fully preached the glad tidings of the Christ, and so aiming to announce the glad tidings, not where Christ has been named, that I might not build upon another's foundation, but according as it is written, To whom there was nothing told concerning him, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. Wherefore also I have been often hindered from coming to you. But now, having no longer place in these regions, and having great desire to come to you these many years, whenever I should go to Spain, for I hope to see you as I go through, and by you to be set forward thither, if first I shall have been in part filled with your company. But now I go to Jerusalem, ministering to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been well pleased to make a certain contribution for the poor of the saints who are in Jerusalem. They have been well pleased indeed, and they are their debtors, for if the nations have participated in their spiritual things, they ought also in fleshly to minister to them. Having finished this, therefore, and having sealed to them this fruit, I will set off by you into Spain. But I know that, coming to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. But I beseech you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in prayers for me to God, that I may be saved from those that do not believe in Judea, and that my ministry which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, in order that I may come to you in joy by God's will, and that I may be refreshed with you. And the God of peace be with you all. Amen.